Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Each and every show, we kick around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Some of us still reeling. I know the phone lines were on fire a couple of days ago about this Iraq situation and sending more troops, but there's confusion about the troops. These are training troops. Ellen, what's been the reverb in Washington on this?
Well, the issue is, of course, there's one question the press is not asking, and as far as I know, Congress has not asked out loud. They've certainly probably asked it behind the scenes, is how many contractors are coming. Because usually it's a one-to-one, but it can be a lot more, particularly if they want to hide their expenses. So that's what we don't know. We also know the Iraqis are complaining bitterly that they don't need training personnel, they need arms. And yeah, I'm sure we're trying to get it to them, but it's kind of like one of those Iran-Contra deals. Nobody's talking about how we're getting it to them or where we're getting it to them from.
Yeah, and there's some Democrats, actually, and obviously Republicans, who don't like this whole idea. Either they think there's not enough going on, or they think it's too much, and the arms situation that you mentioned, that, hey, Congress hasn't voted for war. So this is a real sticking point, isn't it?
It's very much a sticking point. And the other issue is that if you even send, let's assume you double the amount of contractors and you have 1,200 troops there between contractors and actual military troops, we had over 100,000 people, and Iraq does not belong to us these days. It belongs to ISIS. So how is 1,200 people and no arms going to make a difference?
Yeah, there you go. That is the question. We'll talk about that a little more tonight. How about this trade vote? Supposedly the House is going to have a vote on Friday. Also, it's contentious.
Very much so. So as of Thursday, which is today, we know that they have a count of somewhere between 18 and 20 Democrats and a little under 200 Republicans. They need 218 people to vote for this. There are two bills. One is this fast-track authority, which means there's no amendments, et cetera, and it's exactly the same bill that was sent over by the Senate. They don't want to amend it. There's a second bill, which would cost something like $700 billion, that's with the B, dollars. And that bill takes money from Medicare to pay for retraining. Well, if you're putting almost $1 trillion, $700 billion, to retraining, how good could this partnership be?
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll see where all those chips fall on that one. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard what Ellen was talking about there. I think the big news, politically speaking, still continues to be trade, trade, trade. And whether it's the fast track, as she described it, or where we have this pulling back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans, nothing new there, certainly. But that big vote is supposed to take place on Friday, so we'll see which way this goes once the vote happens. And it's kind of in the air because there's no definite, and the vote count, there's no definite passage for it. So it's pretty interesting stuff, for sure. In the meantime, coming up on this Hour of America tonight, we're going to zig and zag, as we always do, in a couple of different directions. Really, really excited about one of the directions that we're going to go in, and that includes a conversation with Iron E. Singleton. If you are fans of The Walking Dead, if you saw the movie The Blind Side, you remember the drug dealer in The Blind Side, Iron E. was that guy. He's the actor who portrayed him. And he grew up in a pretty rough and tumble area in Georgia. And he talks about that. He's got a new book coming out where he talks about what it was like and then waiting for that overnight success, which took 15 years. People sometimes think they see an actor and they sometimes think that that it's easy. And he talks about what it was like, a lot of ramen noodles and other things that he had to do to get through that time period, especially with a family. So can't wait for that. Iron E. Singleton, spread the word. That's coming up next on ATN. And plus, as we swing into a weekend and we go through a weekend, we have our cheap movie review coming up in another hour of the show. I've gotten a lot of emails lately from some of you who say you're anxious to go to the movies, but you can't decide what to go and see because all of it looks a little cheesy to you. I got that one from Joe in Illinois today. And, you know, it's true. There's a weird rash of films right now. So we're kind of in that in-between period where some of the bigger releases are coming out and a couple of the other action films already dropped. But there's at least one movie, I think, at the theaters right now that would be worth seeing if you're into comedies. And we previewed it last week, and I think a bunch of you saw it because I got a few reviews. And when we go to the mailbag, we'll go to some of those reviews. And the movie, I'll just give you a hint. The actor in the movie couldn't be more popular now. The initials, M.M. M.M. There's my hint. There's my hint for you. And do what you want with that. But a lot of people obviously interested in seeing some comedies and some decent comedies for sure. All right, how about this? This, to me, we're going to talk about the killers who are on the run. They're getting closer, tracked from a gas station into the woods. The concern in Vermont. But this is concerning, and I don't know how many people are talking about this. How about the U.S. and Russia coming within 10 feet of each other, meaning aircraft, 10 feet over the Black Sea? Can you imagine if there had been a collision? Can you imagine that? I mean, and think about it. How does that happen with the systems and the radar that we have, especially for these fighter jets? But a Russian fighter jet at massive high speed, that close to a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft in international airspace over the Black Sea. And this happened last month. It just started to leak out now. The Russian jet flew alongside the plane at about the same altitude, then broke off, then shadowed the plane before dipping away. This happened on the weekend after Memorial Day, so May 30th. And the U.S. aircraft took evasive maneuvers, right, trying to get away, and did exactly that. But they came so close. Within 10 feet, man, that is crazy. I mean, the U.S. Navy even took the unusual step of releasing video of the Russian Su-24, that's the plane, flying past the right side of the guided missile destroyer, the USS Ross, in the Black Sea. The video is crazy. And they distributed the video to make clear that the planes and the ship had a routine encounter, because they didn't want people to think that when you say 10 feet and you talk about the maneuvers, the Russian reports made it sound like we were encroaching on them. It shows a warplane approaching from the distance, then quickly zooming past the boat. That's what we've got on tape. And the Russian aircraft wasn't armed, supposedly. That's what our defense people are saying. My pal in the Pentagon told me about this. Crazy. Now it's in wide release. The video is wild. All right, Close Encounters of a Different Sort. Coming up on the flip side, you don't want to miss this conversation with Iron E. Rock on and stay with us.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah, you can keep that stuff. You can keep the plan. This cat is already being...
All right, I was a huge fan, and still am a huge fan of The Walking Dead, and no lie, one of my favorite characters was T-Dog. You're not going to believe this. In our virtual green room, we have the man. Yes, Iron E. Singleton. You know him, you love him as T-Dog. He's been in a ton of other things, too. And remember him from Blindside. Remember what who he played on the Blindside? He was the drug dealer that scared me to death when I saw him on the screen. And probably Sandra Bullock, too. She was already running in the opposite direction. He's got a book out called Blindsided by the Walking Dead. I love it. Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I really appreciate that. And thank you for that compliment. I think, Sandra Bullock gave me the same compliment. She said I scared her there a bit with the character Alton I played. Yeah, so I appreciate
that. And that was a huge breakthrough for you. So when you got that call, and did you have to go on an audition? And what happened with the whole Blindside thing?
I did. I auditioned, and it took about a month for them to call me back. And of course, I was on pins and needles because that was the movie that opened the door for me. That is the movie that told Hollywood I exist. So when I auditioned, I knew I knocked it out the park. But you know, it boils down to physicality, and you know, if you have the right look, you have the right size. So I was just hoping everything would just kind of line up in my favor, and it was a tumultuous, to say the least, a month for me, 3 weeks to a month of waiting, I guess. But once I got that call, I was ecstatic, Kate. I said, I have to call my wife. I have to call my wife. Oh, my God. And I called her, and she was at work, and she worked for the state at the time. And she just, well, she kept it on the inside, but she imploded, put it like that. And she left work early, and she came home, and we celebrated. It was incredible.
Wow. And so, you know, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you had to have been struggling, and I'm sure you talk about it in the book, and we're going to go into that in a second. But you try businesses, you're going after small roles. How tough is it, all that rejection and just trying to get that break?
Tough is a minor statement. That's an understatement right there. It's several years of ramen noodles and canned tuna and vienna sausages, you name it. So I'd worked for 15 years in the industry before I got that break. Exactly. So I studied theater at the University of Georgia, and I was expecting that big things would happen immediately after graduating. I would go to L.A. and things would just happen. It just didn't happen that way. And I have to say that to aspiring actors. It just may not happen in the time you want it to happen, but in God's time. So continue at it. Stay at it. Don't ever give up, but you have to be passionate about it. Don't get into it for the money. So 15 years of that, doing community theater, low-budget indie movies, and then it finally happened because I was getting paid crumbs for those projects.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And then you get the role of T-Dog on The Walking Dead, and, I mean, that's an international super mega hit. When that happened to you, did you realize when you were on the set, did all of you realize, hey, this is going to really take off or no?
W-O-W, wow, is the word I have to use to describe that experience. And no, I did not see that coming. Neither of us saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. We were just working another job. We're like, oh, man, this is cool. And, you know, we're on the set, get to work and meet new friends. And that was my thought. And hopefully it'll get picked up because we shot the pilot. And we're like, hopefully we shot a six-episode pilot. So Frank Darabont has that kind of pull. He's a legend in the industry. So when we did that, we're like, well, hopefully they'll pick up for another season. And when we premiered to 6 million plus, we knew that we had something special.
So and all those years that you were on The Walking Dead, did then all of a sudden people also start to recognize you? Because I would imagine people knew who you were, because it was such a beloved show and still is.
Oh, of course. I had several people to start recognizing me. People started recognizing me after The Blind Side because it was nominated for an Oscar, and Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
So after that, people would recognize me, but then you'd have to multiply that times 100 or 1,000 once The Walking Dead aired, because people recognized me in other parts of the world. You know, in Europe and in, you know, all over in Canada, South America, just different places. So it's great.
And so your book is called, and I said this at the top, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. And tell me what it was like writing the book and what it's about.
It was an amazing journey. It pretty much coincides with my writing the stage play, because it was a stage play that was entitled Irony the Resurrected. And it details my life story, growing up destitute, living in a housing project in Atlanta, Georgia, and having my mom, a tumultuous relationship with my mother, a less than steady, stable foundation with my mother. She was an alcoholic, and she was addicted to crack. And I didn't have a relationship with my father, and my brother going left, so to speak, and with me going right after her death, because she died from HIV complications when I was in high school. And so it details that journey, and from me getting out of there, going to the University of Georgia where I played football, and go dogs, and then and studying theater, and then finally getting out of there and going 15 years, 10 years hardcore trying to get an opportunity in Hollywood, and finally that Blindside moment came. And that's what I detail in both the stage play, which later became Blindside of the Walking Dead because of the title of the book. And it was an amazing journey writing, you know, writing the book and just putting it all together as well.
So you go in one direction, your brother goes in the other direction, and then after really pushing, and then you finally get that break and you make it. What's the relationship like with the brother?
I love him, but I love him from afar, because you know, there are times, because he, you know, he's been in and out of jail for the past 20 plus years. When my mother died, it seemed as though that was an opportunity for him to soak, you know, in all of his sorrow and pain and grief. And I had the same sorrow, pain, and grief. I used it to inspire me, and I didn't want to let my mother's death be in vain. So it inspired me to get out there, to work hard, and so that I could create a better life, not just for me and my family, but also so that I could inspire humanity. And, you know, I had that vision when I was a little kid. God told me that my job was to inspire humanity and to leave a great mark here on this earth, you know, before I die. My brother, again, like I said, I see him occasionally at family events, and I love him. We love each other. We have a great relationship, but I'm just not connected to that world anymore. And anything connected to that world, I choose to keep it at a distance. You understand what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. We fast forward now to what you're doing, and you talk about you know doing the stage play and all of that. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually performing my one man show Blind Side of the Walking Dead in Orlando in a couple of weeks, and I'm traveling with the Walker Stalker Convention. So wherever they go, our goal is to perform the show there and eventually launch our own independent tour and take it abroad also, because you know, we feel, when I say we, I mean me and my manager, who believes so very strongly in it, that the world needs to see the play and the world needs to see the book. I'm constantly promoting the book. I have book signings lined up in Orlando. So everybody just needs to read it, because it's a big dose of inspiration for anybody going through anything, anybody that's experienced struggle, pain, tragedy, sorrow, anybody that needs to be empowered. You name it, it's in the book, it's in the stage play, and people need to go out and get the book and come see the show when it's at a theater near you.
All right, I'm going to go see that show, and I'm telling everybody, pick up that book right now. Again, Blindsided by the Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. I love you. I love all of your listeners. And y'all take care, and let's love each other, respect each other.
I love it. Thanks, Iron E.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Wow, what terrific stuff. Inspirational. So you could tell the guy is so authentic. You know, that's my thing. I say this all the time on America Tonight. Talking about his mother and what he went through as a kid, how his brother went in the opposite direction. And then you remember T-Dog, seriously, I mean, he was one of my favorite characters. That is great, a great piece of acting. And I think with his castmates, that's part of the reason why The Walking Dead really took off and put zombies on the map. I mean, there's been this resurgence of interest in zombies and zombie movies. And that the way The Walking Dead was written and, again, beautifully acted, and he was a T-Dog for so many years on that show. And isn't it interesting that the break that probably many of you remember how menacing he was as the drug dealer. He was the thug who was on the streets, who was there in the blind side and trying to stop Michael Orr, in a sense, to try to keep him in the life, in his role in that movie, and just great stuff. So shows you how tough it is to make it. 15 years, you heard him. So pick up the book, Blindsided by The Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Follow the bouncing ball. Rand Paul signed on to the amendment barring ground troops against ISIS. Yep. So, boy, oh boy, when it comes to these amendments and the boys on the Hill, it's crazy. So here's what happened with Rand Paul. He's had a hard time when it comes to foreign policy, and this week in particular, the Foreign Relations Committee just booted Paul's amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that basically would have cut off U.S. aid to the Palestinians. So now Paul's co-sponsorship of an amendment to strengthen the Non-Detention Act, that goes back to the 70s. So on the campaign trail, Paul talks about this amendment that would have paid for higher military funding with cuts to foreign aid. But that's it, because the senators voted against him. Boom. Done. So he pushed the boulder uphill, and it fell on top of him. He co-sponsored an amendment along with Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat, that would bar funding for ground troops being sent to fight ISIS. So there you go. No funds to support the deployment of armed forces. This is a specific language for the purpose of ground combatant operations in Iraq or Syria. But here's the thing, except as necessary. Ooh, so dangerous to leave that in, right? So there is no confusion about the whole ISIS stance, I think, with him. Because last fall, he favored attacks on the positions that threatened American interests. He also favored arming the Kurds as they fight ISIS, which I think should have happened a long time ago, and that we should take the equipment that's unused and just basically sitting there in Afghanistan and push it over to any Kurds who need them. Of course, I agree. I agree. And here's the thing. I mean, forget the religious factions. They're now dealing with ISIS. So how about that? All right, quickly, let's rock over to the mailbag and check your emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, I do. This one from Hazmat. I know there's a story. When you guys have cool nicknames or strange nicknames, you got to tell me what the nickname's about. All right, so Hazmat says, "Yo, Kate, the House with this vote on the president's trade plans in the fast track. Which way do you think it'll go?" Well, I think the House will vote. I think the House will vote against it. I don't think they're going to go for that, especially because so many Democrats aren't on board with doing this. So, you know, in freewheeling and pushing it through, when everything came up about when the conversation turned to jobs and giving the president or giving the fast tracking, basically, deals with foreign nations where, yeah, great, jobs on the other side, not so much for Americans who would find their jobs are gone. I think that stopped even a lot of the Democrats in their tracks because they're threatening to reject provisions, of course, that would provide even retraining aid to American workers displaced by any agreements, saying they can't deliver those kind of votes for trade adjustment assistance, which is true. Okay, hey, we're going to fast-track this trade deal, and we're going to have a lot of people jammed up who get screwed over, frankly, and lose their jobs. Oh, and then we're going to retrain them so they can hopefully find jobs in whatever we retrain them in. I don't think so, right? So anyway, the retraining deal is one of the major issues surrounding the fast track that has actually aligned the Prez with John Boehner and some other Republicans, but there's been massive divisions, is the best way to put it, I guess, in the Democratic Party, because it's been going on for weeks, and barely 20 of the 188 House Democrats support giving the president the authority, if you were to believe that. 40 of the 246 Republicans are expected to vote against it. And at the White House, it was calling all Dems. We have pimento sandwiches in conversation with the press. I mean, seriously, they put out an all-points bulletin for any Democrats they could find and had this meeting and tried to say, you know, don't deny the president the trade authority, because that would block trade expansion and sink the priority of this Democratic president. So you got to get on board. You got to jump on board. How about let's do what's right for the country? How about that? How about not letting China just take over? Oh, yeah, China is going to be the major economic power, and we just give them everything. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Why do we want to do that? Why do we want to yield the power in that direction? I don't think so. I don't know. I have some major problems with the whole fast-tracking thing. Absolutely. And I think there's more that's going to be stuffed in there. And unions, by the way, are arguing that the agreements, like the one with the 12 Pacific nations, that the Prez wants the authority for, would send those jobs overseas. And see, here's the thing. You know, there's no assurances. Okay, well, wait a second. Yeah, so, you know, we can't guarantee. So some jobs go overseas and then we'll retrain. But retrain you on what and guarantee you're going to get a job? No. Of course not. Wouldn't that be great? But that's not it. So they could offer this retraining, but that doesn't mean once the jobs are dumped that they're going to be able to get another job in whatever sector that they're retrained in. So the Democrats are saying, they're the ones who are going to tank this. I mean, the Republicans too, some of the Republicans, but definitely the Democrats. Absolutely. All right, I went off on a tangent. All right, this one from Ron, listening to us in Florida. Kate, I'm another Floridian listening to the show. In fact, I'm in Sarasota. I vote for you to hurry up and get down here, and there's been a lot of conversation about that. How about this story about Romney? What do you think, Kate? The New York Times, were they wrong to say that he didn't want Marco Rubio because of finances, that there was concerns about that when they were talking about running mates? Well, if it's out there, if somebody leaks it, then it's fair game because they're going to report it. So was the New York Times wrong to do it? Not if it was a story that somebody served up on the platter. Who was the leaky? Who was the person who leaked it? How about that? And, you know, the Times had been criticized over these stories on, check this out, four traffic tickets that Rubio got, but this is in 17 years. Do you get four traffic tickets in 17 years? And for buying an $80,000 fishing boat, paying off $100,000 in law school student loans after getting an $800,000 book advance. I mean, I don't know. Really? Does it matter? I mean, all this stuff is fair game. We know that, right? Is it a low for the New York Times? I don't know. Is it a low for them to report that? I mean, Rubio's not a wealthy guy. He had a couple of investments, especially the book thing. But he's not a silver spoon guy by any stretch of the imagination. So I sort of don't get the controversy there. All right. Remember, you can always slip in a call, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. How about our pal in Texas? Let's go out to Dan and see what he has to say. His offerings this time around. Hey, Dan.
Hello, baby. Listen, I agree with you on not giving the president the authority to screw America one more time. This guy has done nothing for this country except spend every single dime he could beg, borrow, or steal from the American people in every single kind of investment. And every single one of them went down the tubes. Does Solyndra remind you of anything? How about violations of the immigration law, thinking that he can do something with Congress without Congress's approval and just mandate it? How about his attempt to tell the Supreme Court, well, you shouldn't even be looking at my bill after all, I'm Obama, you know? And then this clown wants to come along and say things like, if you don't give the fast track authority to the president with his little minions out there, it would be a real slight on his record. Hey, how about America's future? How about our record? How about the jobs for people in this country? They're setting up a situation to where it will be a tribunal of a bunch of American haters that will decide what America's role will be in the trade situation.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they can also, at any time, make another vote to change the legislation that will affect our immigration, that will affect our sovereignty, to affect our treaties on the seas, that affect on every single aspect of it, and that's what Obama wants. He wants to put the final nail in our coffin. And if you people out there are listening, don't believe me. Check his record, man. Everything he's done is
check the record. And there you go. That's it, Dan. That's a sensible thing you just said there, my friend. Check the record if you don't believe it. Check the record. Thanks, Dan. We'll see what that vote renders. I think the vote is going to tank it. I don't think it's going to happen. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we got lots of odds and ends. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Our twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places.
We want to take America tonight on the road.
Seeing things that I
pass the word along. All of you listening in the nooks and crannies. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com to find out more. KateOnTheRoad.com. As we, you know, we have taken the show many places over the years, from Ireland to Grenada to Ecuador to Hawaii to Florida to Taos, New Mexico, and it's always so much fun. And it's unbelievable the massive amounts of mail that we get from people who end up going to the spots that we pick out because they hear some of the things that we're talking about and some of the cool people that we're talking about. So we're opening it up for all of you to pass that on. KateOnTheRoad.com. KateOnTheRoad.com. Who knows where we'll go next? Could be somewhere near you. All right, odds and ends include this huge story that I keep calling Shawshank Redemption Part 2, although In this case, you got some really serious, nasty guys you don't want to tangle with. So you got hundreds of cops, troopers, anybody that has a badge, that can wear a badge and walk around the woods with a gun hunting down these two murderers. They're doing it. They're doing it. Thursday, heavily, heavily wooded area, just a few miles from the maximum security spot where they broke out last week. They were looking there again. They were looking there again. So you have these two convicted murderers, Richard Matt and David Sweat. They do the breakout, Shawshank Redemption style, through the underground pipes, manhole, boom. They're missing on Saturday when they do a head count. The amount of people thrown at this keeps increasing. Dogs in the air, everything for this manhunt. Because frankly, I think the governor especially is so freaked out about the possibility of what could happen if anybody encounters these people. What could happen, the worst case scenarios. And it's still all about this female prison worker. Now they were saying they thought she had a romantic relationship with one of them and was going to drive the getaway car. Not shocking. I don't think it's shocking. Her name is Joyce Mitchell. She was a supervisor. And this is what I thought. She got cold feet. Because why would she check into a hospital for nerves like she was having a heart attack when they were discovered missing? Because they, one of them, the older one probably, had talked her into... had seduced her, whatever. It doesn't matter, because if she's complicit, she's complicit. But then that's what happened. He's probably wooing her, and then she realizes, whoa, what am I doing? And I think that's what it was. She thought she was crazy about him, and she was going to drive the getaway car. So they get out, and they're really focusing along Route 374 in New York. And they're looking at leads. People are calling in with leads. And, you know, they think the bloodhounds picked up the scent about 3 miles from the prison. So how about that? And here's the thing with this woman. She's now got enough that she's told them that she'll be indicted, I'm sure. I'm sure they have enough to indict her for her role in this escape. And, you know, it's wild. She's married to another prison worker. She has a son. And she's had this corrections job since 2008. So they're not really talking very much about her anymore, except for, boom, she befriends one of the guys. She was supposed to drive the getaway car. She thought better of it, didn't do that. So maybe that helps her in that category. But also, what's going to happen on the outside with these guys? And this has been a long time. I mean, now here we are into the weekend, going into another week. That's a lot of days in between. That's a lot of days. And I know of all the people who are anxious, I think the governor is just furious and wants to end this right away. The risk of what could happen. Doesn't want to risk it. Who can blame him? We've heard terrible stories when people have escaped from prisons. Usually it's not a maximum security prison, but it's certainly in the past it has been. It's not that we haven't had any prison escapes. There have been. And I mentioned this earlier in the week because I said, look out, this is going to be the next big thing that everybody's concerned about. And what it is a health scare. The health scare, I think, is MERS. And the fact that they've had an outbreak in South Korea, so then we go with the whole traveling thing. 10 people are dead from this virus. 10 people dead so far. In the Middle East, there's been an outbreak of it. There's like 120 people who have been affected. You got 3,800 people isolated in South Korea. Schools, kindergartens, everything closed, which is smart because you can't risk it. This virus is so contagious. It has almost a 50% death rate. So, of course, it's a concern. Of course it is. And the traveling, people who travel know this. This is what happens. They take it with them. And this isn't something we didn't know about. This isn't a new problem. This isn't a new problem. There's a lot of people in the Middle East who carry it with them. They consider it to be like asthma. But for other people, and even then it can still, it hits the mortality rate. But for other people in other countries, so deadly. So deadly. So who knows? With open borders, traveling, all that kind of stuff. So we're talking about Ebola, right? And then we go to the MERS virus. It just shows you that in the age of cruise lines and flights and all of that, there is no, as we know from our friends at Global, when we were in Grenada and we did the virus conference, there is no sure thing. Of course not. No sure thing. Got to throw this in, too. For people who are paying attention to what's happening on the hardwoods in the NBA Finals, the Warriors, even that series at 2 apiece, the Warriors beat the Cavaliers 103-82. How about that? So this is the first one that hasn't been close, because all the others were close. Golden State in the third game started to come back. The first two games, overtime games, and this really could go seven. Not shocking that we could see this go seven. And the same thing with the hockey finals, where also even at two apiece and looking like maybe it's a seven. There's nothing like a game seven for anybody who's a sports fan out there, or anybody who doesn't know much about sports. In other words, a game seven means it goes in any direction. After going through an entire season, going through what is called a second season, then you get to the promised land, and you're fighting tooth and nail to close the deal out, and you have a do or die situation that's in the best of seven series. And it could happen both in the NBA and the NHL, which would be pretty wild because they'll finish around the same time. So you'd have, of the four cities left, there's some pretty big celebrations. Could be in Cleveland, could be in the Bay Area, could be in Chicago, could be in Tampa Bay, because those are the cities that are in contention. I mentioned this at the top of the show, the fact that we have this big push for the president's fast-tracking of the trade agreement. And it's not looking good when his own teammates are bailing on it. The Democrats, not really most of them, willing to sign on. So for all the panic out there over jobs, you just might dodge a little bit of a bullet for a while anyway. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extend Over.